Hello, my legendary friends. This is Legends and Losers, the show for people who like to eavesdrop on killer dialogues, brilliant rants, and crazy diversions, straight up with a business twist. Hosted by Christopher Lockhead, former three-time CMO and co-author of Play Bigger, who has one of the most strategic minds in marketing, but could also hide his own Easter eggs. And now, strap yourselves in. It's time for Legends and Losers.
All right. Hey ho, let's go. Hello, my legendary friends. Thank you for joining me for this short episode of Legends and Losers Unlocked. Today, I wanted to shine a light on an awesome article and a fascinating article written by Irving Gladowski Berger in the Wall Street Journal, August 31st, 2018. We will link to it in the show notes at legendsandlosers.com. And the article is headlined, Silicon Valley Myths Aside, Time is on the Side of Aging Entrepreneurs. So pretty much the whole time I've been in Silicon Valley, which is well over 20 years now, the common thinking that I have heard is that being a tech entrepreneur is a young person's game. And I even had, at one point earlier in my career, one of the top venture capitalists in Silicon Valley say that it is a young man's game and that essentially all the great startups are started by men 35 and younger. And I remember being pretty surprised at the time. So Irving talks about that, and he talks about how the media celebrates the Steve Jobses and the Bill Gates and the Zuckerbergs and Sergey Brin and Larry Page and so forth, who were in their 20s, Bezos being 30 when he founded Amazon, that you know, there's a tremendous amount of attention paid to these young, awesome, genius entrepreneurs, frankly, as I think there should be. But it turns out that, A, there is ageism in Silicon Valley. I got into a debate about this a little while back, that if you're over 50 in Silicon Valley, you have quote-unquote aged out. And so I've been digging into it a little bit. I think there is some real ageism in Silicon Valley. In the article, Irving quotes Mark Zuckerberg as saying, quote, young people are just smarter at a 2007 conference. Of course, he mentions that Peter Thiel created a Thiel Fellowship that gives young people $100,000 to pursue their ideas. And he talks about the economists talking about how there's a stereotype of an entrepreneur as a college dropout, a young college dropout, and saying that the economist said that, quote, Silicon Valley has become one of the most ageist places in America. And then he references a New Republic article called The Brutal Ageism of Tech. We'll put all this in the show notes if you want to check it out. Interestingly enough, venture capitalist Vinod Khosla, he counts as saying people under 35 are the people who can make change happen. People over 45 basically die in terms of new ideas because they keep falling back on old habits. Apparently, Vinod said that at a 2011 conference. I don't know. I don't think I'm dying and leaning back on old habits. Far from it. But anyway, he goes on to talk about this stuff and that there have been these statements for a long time. Well, it turns out that there's been a group of MIT researchers who did a study called Age and High Growth Entrepreneurs. And they broke down high growth oriented startups, companies that were in the high tech sector, companies that received VC backing or owned some kind of a patent. In addition, he says they looked at the actual performance of the firm, how many people they employed, their revenue, did they IPO, did they have an acquisition at 3 years, 5 years, and 7 years. And that produced a pool of 35,000 potential high growth firms that they looked at over time. And Irving does a wonderful job of summarizing the paper's key points in his Wall Street Journal post. So let me summarize Irving's summaries for you. Maybe we should call this episode Christopher Lockhead Reads to You Important Parts of the Wall Street Journal. Anyway, here's what it says. Most successful entrepreneurs are middle-aged, not young. The mean age across all 2.7 million founders that they looked at in this data set was 41.9. So let's call that 42. The mean age of high-tech founders is 43.2, and of VC-backed founders is 41.9, so let's call it 42. He says for the more successful startups, those at the upper tail of the employment growth, that is to say companies that created the most jobs, the mean founder age is 41.8. Again, I'd call that 42. And for the top 10%, top 5%, top 1%, and top 0.1% of the upper tail in growth, the mean founder ages are 41.6, 42.1, 43.7, and 45, respectively. And he mentions that the mean founder age of startups with a successful exit through IPO or acquisition is 46.7. And so that's really stunning and interesting. And look, it kind of makes sense. You know, I was a young entrepreneur. My first business failed. Now, you know, that's just my own focus group of one. But I've been a lot more successful as I got more experience. And I think that tends to be true. He goes on to say something pretty interesting. Quote, founders in their early 20s have the lowest likelihood of achieving a successful exit, and a founder at age 50 is almost twice as likely to achieve a successful exit than one at age 30. So, look, I think this is just telling us what a lot of people already knew, which is, look, it's awesome to be a young entrepreneur. When I was a young person, entrepreneurship was a way out for me of a life of struggle and provided an incredible career path. And if you're a young person wanting to be an entrepreneur, go for it. Absolutely. And make no mistake that the data shows that the entrepreneurs in their 40s and 50s tend to have much more successful companies and much more successful outcomes. He also goes on to highlight in the article that prior industry experience in the startups sector predicts a much higher probability of success. The closer the industry match, the greater the success rate. So what does that tell us? The founder category fit matters a lot because you're more likely to be able to do something legendary in a broad space or broadly in a space that you know. So anyway, look, I think this is really fascinating research. There'll be links to it in the show notes. And I think what this is telling us is that, you know, if you have a little bit of experience, you should still go for it and don't believe the myth that it's just 20-year-olds who are doing all the legendary things. And by the way, if you're a legendary 20 or 30-year-old, have at it. But make no mistake, the data shows the outcomes are with the older entrepreneurs. All right, that's it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you investing part of your life with me here on Legends and Losers. And deepest apologies to Marcus Rust, CEO of Roseacre Farms. Sorry, Marcus, we just ran out of time for you.